Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
6:38 on East Coast Breakfast, and this is happening. This is really, really happening. I know. Can you hear that? Wherever he goes, there's bells, there's joy. There's even, if you'll have a look, there is a trail of snow into East Coast Radio House.
It's
got a bit chilly, eh?
It's a fabulously magical moment that is
happening.
Anyone
else smell milk and cookies?
And I want to let you know that this man has been asked by literally every radio station on planet Earth to come through, and he's always, well, at this time of the year, I'm a little bit busy, guys.
And I just found out that actually, wherever he is, he can speak that language and in that accent.
Yes, wherever he goes.
So he's part of you, no matter who you are, no matter where you are.
I know. So he sounds exactly like your Mikey, your Chomi.
Yeah.
So you reckon he says lit and fleek?
No, a little bit older.
Oh, okay.
All right, so it gives me great pleasure, moms and dads and kids of the East Coast, to welcome to East Coast Radio House the one and only Santa.
Santa!
Good morning.
Yeah!
Welcome, Santa!
I can't believe it!
I've waited for this moment for my whole life. I've always wanted to meet Santa.
Yeah, it's because he was such a naughty boy. Santa's never met a guy before.
Santa, let me introduce you. Obviously, you've never heard of this naughty boy.
No.
That's Sky Shabalala over there.
Hi, Sky. I'm Santa.
I can see.
What gave it away? Just the clothes?
No, because like it got a bit chilly here, the beard, and like everything I've ever imagined, because I've never seen you in person, because I've been naughty, so.
You haven't been that naughty.
Santa, may I touch your beard?
You may.
Wow, guys.
It's cold.
Beard.
It's not out of character. That's normally the first thing Kerry says to anyone she meets.
No, stop it.
She uses her favorite body part and says, hey, can I touch that?
Stop. So. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So, I apologize.
Santa, tell the truth. Have you ever dropped a present at Kerry's house?
Yes.
No. When was she ever going to?
When?
My sister.
When she was 1 year old.
Oh, that was sweet. And then it was downhill from there, hey?
1983.
No, Kerry's very good.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Santa.
At?
Stop!
But listen, Santa, tell us, you've arrived in Durban, at East Coast Radio House, but most importantly, how are the Christmas preparations going?
Still a bit rushed.
Mm-hmm.
We've still got a few days to go.
Yeah.
But there's still some gifts that have to be made. And, you know, people are only sending their letters in now. So
why?
Get so late.
It's African time.
It's Durban, also lastminute.com.
That's right, Zulu time.
Yeah. I even know Zulu. Yeah.
This is Santa. He knows everything, Sky.
Okay.
I want to ask Santa, have you experienced any load shedding, or are you able to get away with that?
No, up in the North Pole, we are right. We don't have load shedding. We're fine.
Okay.
We can make presents all year.
Santa, I heard you have solar panels at the North Pole.
Oh, yes.
You're not affected by load shedding.
No, we have load shedding. We have low cells.
Yeah. So you guys are ahead of the curve, hey?
Yeah.
Mr. Santa looking after the panels right now.
That's right.
Santa, I wanna just finish this debate and end this debate, and you would know. Is the Earth flat or round?
Oh, that's a good one. You would know. You would know.
You would know.
Okay, if it was flat, how would I get to the other side? Because I've got to get right round the world, so that's why it's round.
Okay, so Darren Moore was right. Eh?
Well,
so I go
exactly,
all the way round the world.
Flat earthers, Santa just destroyed your world. There you go.
Santa, I want to know something. You and Mrs. Claus, you've been going strong for many, many hundreds of years.
No, about 1,400 years now.
Yeah, yes. I was just wondering, what does she do in her spare time? Is she just your go-to, your backup, or how does she spend her days?
No, she does a lot for me and for herself.
All right, so two things quickly. Santa, you've inspired us here at East Coast Radio. I don't know if you heard about the East Coast Radio Toy Story. We raised over 1.2 million rand, and we're going to help four schools just take them to the next level. And we have now to date received also close to 9,000 toys on our own. So we're kind of like Santa Light.
Diet centers.
As I walked in, I saw all the toys.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
I just thank your listeners that they've been able to respond this way.
Yeah.
And give. Because this is a time of giving.
Absolutely.
And I can't make all those toys.
I know. Yeah. So we'll talk to you. We'll maybe set up a contract for some sort of like agreement.
Okay.
We're getting the Santa tender.
Yes, we are. All right, kids at KZN, now's your chance. Santa came to us. He's never been to any other radio station ever before.
First time.
Thank you, Santa. And he is here to answer any questions. If you ever be confused by anything about Santa, or if say you just want to, you know, get in a couple of good words. And maybe, you know, try to butter up Santa.
You can't ask for Christmas for the land back.
No, you can't. Santa doesn't need land for Christmas.
You'll see my letter. That was part of it. The land. You wouldn't understand, Santa. But
yes, I do understand. And I'm just wondering why you've been so bad.
Oh.
Okay, we'll get right back at that one. Where's the bells gone? Santa, where's your bells? Oh, wow, there you go. It's the weirdest thing. Wherever Santa goes, there is the sound of these little bells that follow him. It is so magical. Santa is here in the studio with us. He is here at East Coast Radio House, Umklanga. He doesn't do these things, so obviously you know we're doing something right. Yeah. So that's our gift to us, is Santa is here with us. And you can ask him any question right now. Santa is here, 089-310-9495. Kids, call in, 089-310-9495. Sky, I know you wanted to ask one.
Yes, because I am a kid. So Santa, all my friends, all the kiddies are listening right now. And another chance for you to settle this debate. They always talk about you drinking milk and eating cookies. Is that still the case, or would you now like prefer something else, like a bit of brandy, biltong?
Yeah, beer.
You know, because I feel like I've been doing this thing wrong the last couple of years.
Kombucha. No, you haven't been doing it wrong. I like milk and cookies. But there's one thing you've been forgetting all these years.
Please tell me.
That's the carrots. I've got to feed my reindeer.
Oh, snap! I didn't even think of that. Oh, my word. This will be the first year I'm eating out carrots.
Okay, now you'll get right.
But, Santa, you do seem to have slimmed down. Are you finding that parents are putting out a lot of gluten-free?
And almond milk.
They have to.
All right, joining us on the line right now, we've got Jamie, 7 years old. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello, Santa.
Good morning to you, Jamie.
What do you love?
What do I love?
Yes.
I love children. All children. Even if they've been a little bit naughty. Not the really naughty ones.
Jamie, have you been good or have you been bad this year? Jamie?
Good. Jamie, of course.
Jamie was like, let me see if mom or dad are listening.
Jamie, do you think you're going to get what you want for Christmas this year?
Yes.
So let me
what do you want for Christmas?
Motorbike.
Oh, whoa. How old are you, Jamie?
Seven.
Seven? Yes. Oh, that's a nice age.
Under the tree, I'm going to leave cookies that I bake.
Yes.
And some milk.
Okay, and carrots, eh? Don't forget a carrot for my reindeer.
You mustn't just eat one piece and leave it under the tree. You must eat the whole thing.
It's true, Santa. You've been doing that at my house for years. You take one bite of that cookie, leave the other half and half the milk.
So I must eat it all and drink it all.
Please.
Yeah. On the line as well, we have Christopher, who is 6 years old. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
So, Christopher, you got a question for Santa. What is it?
Yes.
What would you like to ask Santa?
I couldn't even ask. How is it cold in the North Pole?
Oh, how cold is the North Pole?
The North Pole is very, very, very cold. The temperatures go down to minus 12.
Whoa. Oh.
Sounds like mommy wants to ask
a
question.
Yeah, I know.
Chris does.
Christopher, any other questions?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you want to ask?
How cold is it for the
reindeer? How is it cold for the reindeer?
The reindeers don't mind the cold because they've got lots of fur. And that keeps him warm.
Ah, that's the truth. All right, Christopher, I hope you've been good. And don't forget to leave milk, cookies and carrots underneath the tree. Kids, if you have any questions, we've got Santa right here. Any question you'd like to ask Santa, you're not going to get this opportunity ever in your life again. What question do you want to ask him? 089-310-9495.
Or you can send us a voice note, 061-792-9495.
And moms and dads, by the way, if you miss this opportunity, don't you worry. Santa is going to be at Lelouchia Mall Friday, 14th of December through to the 24th of December from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. That's the only time he can give you because he's busy this
and
time
he's
of
the
year.
Real deal, guys.
He's got stuff to do. He's going to be at Centre Court, so you can catch him there.
East Coast Breakfast.
With Darren Moore, Kerry and Skye.